miners. Now it's called Princeton. It once was Vermilion Forks, and to us it's a town in a billion. The Similkameen people, before there were trains, traded pipe stones and paint all across the Great Plains. The white man's diseases brought most of them down. The rest took their horses and got out of town. Trappers and miners and ranchers and miners and loggers and miners and tourists and miners. Now it's called Princeton, it once was Vermilion Forks, and to us it's a town in a billion. The big cattle ranchers work fine in their day, but the drive to the big cities just wouldn't pay. The trappers kept trapping a century or two, but trapping's a life that supports very few. Trappers and miners and ranchers and miners, loggers and miners, tourists and miners. Now it's called Princeton, it once was Vermilion Forks, and to us it's a town in a billion. Mostly it's copper, but twice it was gold, a few tons of platinum, a mountain of gold. They followed wherever the ore could be found, and too many left blood and bones in the ground. Trappers and miners and ranchers and miners and loggers and miners and tourists and miners. Now it's called Princeton, it once was Vermilion Forks, and to us it's a town in a billion. Now it's the logging that brings in our bread, and folks from the coast come to live here instead. The world keeps on changing as decades roll by, but whatever we live on, this town will not die. Trappers and miners and ranchers and miners and loggers and miners and tourists and miners. Now it's called Princeton, it once was Vermilion Forks, and to us it's a town in a billion.